Good afternoon, everyone. Today, I'm going to be talking about a documentary on Adderall, Ritalin, and any other types of stimulants or drugs that help those with ADHD or ADD. The film in question is called Take Your Pills, and it was created by Allison Clayman, put on Netflix, specifically with the point of explaining what is the cost of such life-saving pills. The documentary in question is set up somewhat like a questionnaire, questioning those who take Adderall or Ritalin. Interspersed within these interviews are those who are said to be professionals in this field, those who study drugs and what they do to the brain, and how this might affect adolescents or younger children who need to take these pills, especially to get through the day. These small little segments create a form of rhetoric that is unlike the rest of the documentary. When an interviewee answers a question with, "These drugs are very good for me," or "These drugs are helping me," the psychologist will step in and explain this. "Well, wait a minute. Yes, it seems as though they are helping. But methamphetamine is actually very dangerous for the brain, and if used incorrectly, it can be seen as any other addiction." As the documentary continues along, this is actually seen to be the main point of the documentary, that these drugs can be seen as an addiction, and if used incorrectly, they can have dangerous consequences. For this reason, it could be seen that this documentary is mainly for the audience of adolescents who are thinking of using the drugs as a sort of pick-me-up, as a way to get ahead of their own classmates. It's a lesson in why drugs should never be overused, and that especially these types of drugs should only be used by the demographic which they were created for, ADD and ADHD. The film has three parts to it. The first part can be described as, well, explaining the use of such drugs. In this part, it takes the interviewees and has them explain, well, why do they use the drugs that they use? Generally, it's because they need to. However, the university students have something very interesting to say. In fact, is the recognizing part of the film. This is where the users start to realize that, well, this drug really isn't as good as they made it out to be. And the researchers begin to delve into why that might be, linking the drug Adderall to methylmethamphetamine, which is better known as meth, and Ritalin to adrenaline, basically, is what the film describes it as. And so you either get adrenaline or you get doped up with meth when you take these drugs. That's not very good. It's not good for the people taking them, and it's not good for there to be an ethos, if you will, in society about having to take these drugs just to get by. Because the thing about these drugs that the documentary really delves into, and the main reason that this documentary was created, was that in our go-go-go society, this pill is like the answer to all our problems at a cost. It costs the person's mental fortitude because it kind of whittles them away to rely on the drug. And it costs them, well, costs them the respect of their fellow employees and their employers. It seems as though you cannot get through a go-go-go society without these pills. And this is a point that's really driven hard by the film. Unfortunately for the film, though, it's quite biased in the way that it explains its problems. While it has counterclaims like, oh yes, this Ritalin is very good for that boost, that pick-me-up, it doesn't explain that, you know, some ADHD kids really do need that. And in fact, when reviewing this issue further, when reviewing this documentary further, in fact, I found a very insightful review about why the film doesn't explain the better effects of these pills. And it's to create their agenda that brain pills aren't really brain pills. They're bad pills. They're like any other pills. They use statistics showing that there is an 11% addiction within the United States. And this number is just increasing every year because people are becoming more ADHD. And this is a problem within society. And the film struggles to take down that issue.